Take a moment, close your eyes, and just notice your breathing. As you lie yourself back, you can settle down and begin to relax and just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting there on the pillows, and you can be aware of your head relaxing on the pillows, knowing that those pillows will fully support the full weight of your head. So you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that the couch will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being, as you just relax back into that couch fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you, the sounds outside. None of these things need to distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is safely still turning, and you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and down your spine, and along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles and all the way to your feet, your toes, even your arms, and every finger loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease. Drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing, that gently rise and fall, that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. But it doesn't matter if you find you can't imagine all the things. I'm asking you to. You might even find your mind wandering quite a bit, so that my voice just fades into the background. But that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you, and it really doesn't matter if you don't hear a word I say. Because very soon now, you're going to be more relaxed than you have ever known. Imagine yourself standing on the top of a green hill on a tropical island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders, and can see the long grasses around you, moving slightly in the gentlest of breezes. When you look down the hill, you can see a narrow winding path that disappears into a small forest. And beyond the forest, you can see the ocean, with sunlight from the clearest of blue skies, glancing off the tops of the waves in the bay, so that the whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. You begin to move lazily and easily down the path, with the ferns and grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass, and you just catch the faint smell of salt borne in on the breeze, and become aware of the distant sound of the ocean on the shore. Maybe hear seabirds calling faintly from a long way off. You marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move on down and down towards the forest, moving so easily, so effortlessly. You feel almost as though you're floating on air, and in no time at all you find yourself drifting through the trees, their leaves closing overhead to form a canopy, their branches making an irregular pattern against the clear blue of the sky. It's pleasantly cool in the forest, with the gentle sounds of birds singing, echoing faintly, and the scent of the trees and undergrowth relaxes you still further. As you move easily into the inviting depths, becoming lazier and lazier with each step you take, you can hear a stream somewhere, its gurgling sound gradually mingling with the sound of the ocean as you follow the winding path down and down towards the beach that you know is in front of you, weaving through the trees and brushing aside the occasional piece of foliage, until quite suddenly you feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders again, and you find yourself on a beautiful deserted beach. A beautiful golden shoreline sweeping away in a gentle curve in front of you, to a distant point where the trees seem to come right down to the shoreline, so that their branches actually seem to overhang the ocean itself. You can feel the sand warm between your toes as you stroll lazily across the broad beach to the water's edge. The sand becomes a dark and golden colour when you get there, and you enjoy the change to a moist, firm coolness beneath your feet as you wander along the shore, leaving a lazy trail of footprints in the sand behind you. Every so often, a larger than usual wave sends rivulets of water foaming around your feet, and as they recede, you notice how the sand is washed away from tiny coloured pebbles, glinting like jewels in the sun. The smell of the ocean, the sunlight on the waves, the sound of the water hissing over the sand, all these things seem to create a sense of timelessness for some unknown reason, and you find yourself a comfortable position, a grassy hollow maybe, to just sit and gaze out across the rolling depths to the horizon, trickling warm golden sand idly through your fingers. There's a faint haze which makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And as you try to fathom it out, you see a small white cloud appear from somewhere near the horizon. It comes towards the island quite quickly, growing larger as it approaches, until it's immediately overhead, the largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever remember. And you somehow know, just by instinct, that you can let all your worries, all your cares, all your fears just drift up towards this large white cloud. You can actually see them drifting away from you in a long, slow spiral, maybe like smoke from a bonfire, just spiraling away from you towards this large white cloud. The cloud absorbs all your worries into itself, swallowing up all your fears and anxieties, and becoming steadily darker all the time, until, just as it reaches its darkest, just as the last part of the spiral of your worries and cares disappears, inside it, the sun bursts through, dispelling every one of your worries, every one of your fears and anxieties, to the edges of the universe, leaving you totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself, without a single care in the world. And now, all your troubles and cares having floated away from you, you settle yourself down into a comfortable position and just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And while you sleep, you have a dream. You dream you're walking down a long corridor, stretching away in front of you in a long, gentle curve. So long that you can't actually see the end of it, but you know that this corridor is in the very depths of your subconscious mind, in the part of your mind that knows just what to do and just how to do it. And as you begin to move along this beautiful corridor, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, you realise that time and space are beginning to lose their meaning, and slowly the walls of the corridor seem to dissolve, leaving you in a large room. The room is full of a gentle golden light that relaxes you still further. And you suddenly realise, with a surge of inspiration and pleasure, that what you once saw as limits are really stepping stones to a greater success. It suddenly dawns on you, with a surge of joy and anticipation, that once seemed to you to be the limits of your personality, of your skills and abilities, are nothing more than stepping stones to even greater success. One wall of this room is like a huge television screen, with words and images flashing across it too fast for you to see. And you realise that this is information being transmitted to different parts of your mind and body. And you use your mind to will it to stop, and as you do so, the screen clears and the word ready appears in large flashing letters. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say will be accepted and acted upon by your subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave over the coming days and weeks and months. And you know, one of the most important things in life is confidence. We all need a little confidence from time to time to help us deal with whatever life has in store for us. In fact, some of us may even need more confidence than others. And that's because we've forgotten just how confident we can naturally be. And you know that confidence was always really there in the first place. We just forgot to look in the right place for it. We were looking outside instead of inside. That's right. Because confidence is the key to success in our lives. Confidence in our ability to do those things we want to do, those things we need to do, to enable us to achieve any goal or target we set. And you know where that confidence comes from? That's right, it comes from within. There's nothing magical about it, although there are times when that's exactly how it seems to work. And we can access this almost magical feeling of confidence whenever we want, simply by using the power of our mind in a positive and meaningful way. And it's what we tell ourselves that really affects us in our daily lives. What we tell ourselves really does determine how we feel. So, if we tell ourselves that we feel anxious, worried, fed up, then that's exactly how we're going to feel. Whereas if we tell ourselves that we're going to feel calm, relaxed, and in control of ourselves and our lives, then guess what? That's how we're going to feel. And it's true, isn't it? What we think and say to ourselves affects the way we feel physically. Those unwanted negative thoughts and feelings generate unwanted emotional and physical responses in our bodies. So what we tell ourselves really does have a tremendous impact on our lives and determines not only how we feel, but ultimately what we can or can't do. So why not begin by using the power of your mind to tell yourself you can start again from this very moment, living your life each day in a full and meaningful way, enjoying each and every moment, appreciating the wonder of being alive and well, here and now, realizing that there's no need to worry either about anything that has happened in the past, or maybe more importantly, what might happen in the future, because we both know it might never happen. The past and the future are only products of our thoughts, interpreted by what we tell ourselves, moment by moment. And as our lives consist of all these moments, then life can pass us by very easily. So, if we spend time using our thoughts to worry about the past or the future, then we become trapped in that cycle of negative thinking. It's so much easier to become involved in the moment, completely involved in the moment, completely involved in everything that's happening around you. And when you do, you'll find it so much easier to remain calm, comfortable, and so relaxed, at peace with yourself and everything around you. Why not tell yourself that each and every day is an opportunity to feel relaxed, confident, and so much more in control of your thoughts and feelings? And this will happen easily and naturally because you choose to feel these things by using the power of your mind, and you will begin to notice and enjoy the positive changes in your life. As you enjoy every day, feeling more alive, more motivated, more confident, and noticing just how good you feel in your body, more energized, more healthy, aware of how easily you now function, both in body and mind. While you are pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river, a tall tree and a small tree. And that small young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible. And when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective, and that big tree was so inflexible. It used to envy the small tree, but it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go and just let it happen." And so the next time when that wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go. And that little tree said, "You can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go down deep in the ground. And you can have inner stability, even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life. And you can allow that to happen all by itself." And the big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned as it got more flexible in its behaviour and its perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. It could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things, so happy to know that it could recall in a new way pleasant images and pleasant memories. As you now tell yourself each and every day how relaxed and comfortable you feel, growing in confidence more and more, your mind feeling clearer than ever, becoming more focused, seeing any problems for what they are, putting them in perspective and dealing with them so easily. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger as more and more, your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control, calm your mind, disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent, and confident. You are your own person. As you leave here today, you go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are, unique and special. Your real self, confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important, and to recognise what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you'll be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday is gone, and with it is gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination, but today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live, and then that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours, and you will you not? And now in your own time, beginning to bring your awareness back to the present moment, noticing the surface beneath you, the air on your skin, the sounds around you, gently wiggling your fingers and toes, as if inviting movement back into your body, taking a deep, refreshing breath in, and slowly letting it go. Let your energy return gradually, bringing back with you a sense of calm, clarity and ease. And when you feel ready, opening your eyes, feeling fully present, relaxed and awake.